One of the big sports stories yesterday, the fact that Tiger Woods took his private plane to Augusta and played 18 holes. Everyone wondering if Tiger's going to tee it up next week at the Masters. We don't know how it went yesterday, so we have a phone number for Tiger to get the details of that practice round. Let's give him a call. Hope it went well, because I'd love to see him play.
That'd be something. What a comeback.
Hello?
Tiger?
Oh, hi, Mary.
Hey, Tiger.
Hi.
I knew we were calling.
How are you?
Oh, it's so good to hear from you guys.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I love talking on the phone. I have a kid's line. I got my own phone.
Wow. You don't need those this day and age.
Uh-huh. That's great. Hey, we heard you were at Augusta yesterday. How did your practice round go?
I flew out on a plane. And the pilot even came back and gave me a cool set of wings that I pinned on my shirt.
Wow.
I know, I'm so excited. It's so cool to have your own private plane.
Yeah, I guess.
They give you the pilot wings all the time. Yeah, so the practice round, it went, I guess, okay.
Yeah? Did you walk?
Well, that's the problem. It's like I walked the first half, and then the second nine holes I did on my bicycle.
That's weird.
Well, I can barely walk. You know, I got in that bad car accident because I was trying to learn how to drive a car.
Well, that's why.
And I wrecked the car, and it, like, messed up my leg.
Yeah, we heard.
I look like a peg leg pirate while I'm walking.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Hey, speaking of pegging, you know Phil's not here.
Yeah, how about that?
I love it that he got into such trouble. His stupid big mouth. Stupid Phil.
Yeah, he's in some hot water.
He is. But, you know, I love playing with Charlie more than I liked ever playing against Phil. Charlie's great.
Yeah, that's right. We heard.
I had a son?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's so cool.
Yeah, he swings just like you.
Yeah, because afterwards, you know, we went home and we played Xbox and watching Canto.
Wow.
I love that movie.
Good for you.
You ever seen that movie?
It is pretty good, yeah.
We don't talk about Bruno.
Uh-huh.
Like that. Kind of like in the PGA Tour, we don't talk about Fildo. Nobody talks about Fildo anymore.
Well, you're loving that.
Yeah, Charlie wanted to watch Scarface, but I got to pick the movie, so I picked Encanto. So pretty.
Yeah. Oh,
guess what, musers?
Huh.
You know what I did here at the Masters?
What?
Same thing Corby did. I doo-dooed at the Masters.
That's not worth sharing.
Those pimento cheese sandwiches suck.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
They ran right through me, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to run to the bathroom clutching the back of my pants. It's real embarrassing.
That's awful for a champ there to do that.
I know. But, do you like it that I'm still on the list here at the Masters, but Phil the Dill isn't?
Yes, we kind
of
like that.
It's pretty amazing. If you play next week, it's going to be one of the greatest comebacks ever.
No kidding. I don't even have two working legs, and I'm on the list. Phil says some things about the Saudis, and he's not on the list.
So
great. You know, my old girlfriend, Lindsey Vonn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm still upset and brokenhearted that she dropped me so quickly.
Oh.
I went too far with her. I asked her if I could kiss her cheek sometime, and she slapped me and broke up with me.
Oh, that's terrible.
I know. But I have a new girlfriend, Erica Herman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And guess what?
Mm-hmm.
She let me watch her go bathroom the other day.
Tiger.
Right. Tiger.
So I'm getting real close to kissing a girl.
Gosh. It's just
real
weird.
Close. It's so, weird that I haven't kissed a girl, but yeah, I have a son.
Very weird, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you
playing? You know, Charlie likes to ride big wheels with me, and sometimes Erica lets us go to the convenience store and pick out any candy we want.
That's great.
Are you playing next week?
Well, I don't know yet. So far, I think that I am.
Okay.
I'm leaning towards that I am playing, but, you know, I'm getting a little bit older, guys, and it's making me a little sentimental, and it's kind of hard for me to play without my biggest supporter around.
Who's that?
My dad.
Oh, my gosh.
The formerly alive human rhinoceros that, while he was still pre-dead, once got so full of horny for women of other nationalities that he planted some illegal drugs in the locker of Vietnam and then called the American military hotline and reported it so we would start a Second World War in Korea against all the Chinese oligarchs in Iraq, like everything such as. So he traveled over there and started sniffing around the discarded panty pile of every Nepalese Australian sorority house to see who he could detect an ovulating Taiwanese with a 5-mile radius of the dirty hamper so that he could then chase her across the base of the Statue of Liberty and corner in a Chicago farmhouse and ask her for her enthusiastic consent to throw up into the hayloft, where he could then hire a crane operator to hoist him up and down on top of her and huff and puff until his face contorted in a pre-sneeze visage, until he evacuated his sperm bowels into her front girl sewer so that her belly would swell with Mickelson-hating fetus meat, until 9 months later two sculpted baby arms would poke out of her bearded urine fenders and spread them open like a cumbersome stage curtain so that he could step out onto the PGA Tour and one day have enough success to cheat on a Swedish model with any low-life, low-end Waffle House pancake slinger so he could convince her to hop in his pre-wrecked SUV and go have sex.
Wow. Greatest one ever.
He says hi. All right.
Why would he need a crane?
I don't know.
Bye, Mueller.
Bye, good luck if you play. There goes Tiger.
Sounds like
Augusta.
He's playing. I think he's going to play.
I think he is too.
Maybe on bicycle, but I think he's going to play.